So Jesus tells stories, and sometimes his stories are kind of like, they mean a couple different things. You can listen to him on what he says at the surface, or you can, like, almost like there's like a code or a secret language. And when you guys go to Sunday school today, you're going to look at all the stories that Jesus tells that we're going to read about today in church. But there's one called the parable. That's what the story is, when it sort of hides something. And it's the parable of a mustard seed. And I wanted to show you, I have a thing of mustard seeds. Can you see how little they are? I'd let you smell them, but they don't smell like mustard. I was really disappointed. They don't smell very good, but they're little. And the story Jesus says is that something this little, if you can believe it, can grow into a tree big enough for birds to land in it. Mustard seed grows into, has flowers around here, but I guess where Jesus was, it can grow big enough that it's like a tree. But we see it. We see it. It looks like this little yellow flower. And so I...
Like a sunflower?
Not like a sunflower. It looks like that. So I need someone to read this, because the story of the mustard seed, the little seed growing into a big tree, also means something else. What do you think it might mean about us? Because it's, like you said, you asked Reverend Jeannie once, metaphor. What could the mustard seed mean? We could grow up. We'll grow up and be someone important. But what about here? What are we working on when we're here at church and at Sunday school? What part of our love and our faith can start out little and it can grow? So do you want to read this? Here, why don't you take this?
God's love is like a mustard seed. It grows to be big and great as I take care of it.
Thank you, Miranda. That was good. What do you do to take care of God's love? I know it's summer. I'll give you a hint. We do it here. What do we do here? What? We pray. What else do we do? We talk about God and we love. That's right. So when you share God's love and you share what you know about God, you're helping it grow. So I'm going to give this to, yeah, Uzzah?
Daddy also tells us stories about God at home.
Yeah, and your dad tells you stories about God at home. Yep, that helps you learn about God's love. Hi, girls, come on up. Why don't you guys sit right here for now? So I'm going to ask you, Tibetchi, if you'll take this little story to Sunday school. We're talking about some of the stories that Jesus tells, and you guys are going to go learn all about them at Sunday school, but I have a little present for you. Each one of you gets this little card, and you can use like a bookmark, and on it, it says that it has a mustard seed. I glued a mustard seed on it so you could be reminded of how small it is, and that Jesus says that it will grow into a big tree, and we can think that it's like our love or our faith. So Hazel, there you go. I don't know if you plant it, if it will grow, because it's got glue on it. But I have some others. After church, if you want, you can take one and see. You'll take some? You do? Okay, after church. You do? Okay, so everybody's going to get to grow mustard.
I want to grow some mustard.
You do? All right, I'll get plastic bags, and you guys can tell me next year what happens to the mustard seed.
And then I'll sell mustard because
it's true. Oh, and then you're going to sell the mustard you make on eBay. All right.
Oh, wow, that's a good idea.
That's pretty clever. Good job, Victoria. All right, well, let's say our prayers, okay? So before you go off to Sunday school, can you guys come in a circle? All right, let's put our hands together. All right. Uzzah, are you going to put your hand in?
I heard you guys missed me.
Yeah, we do miss you. We missed you last week. All right, dear God, we thank you for telling us about you and your love and our life with you through stories, because stories are just the best way to learn. and open our hearts to hear your message every time we hear the story here or at Sunday school or if it's at home. And we love you, and we ask you to bless us, and we ask this in your holy name. What do we say?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
A little louder, everybody.
Amen.
Amen. It really must be the peak of summer because you're all tired and hot. Okay.